From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guests today are the Cactus Blossoms. Their newest release out on Walkie Talkie Records is called Easy Way. From my left to my right, Paige Burkham, Jack Torrey. Hello, welcome to JPR.
Hey, Eric.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, great to be here.
You have brought the entire band, which I'm thrilled to see. Tell me who's with you and what they're playing.
Well, we've got Tyler Burkham, who's our older brother, and we've got Jeremy Hansen. Well, Tyler Burkham's on guitar, Jeremy Hansen's on drums, and Philip Hicks on bass, and then we got Jacob Hansen on more guitar.
A lot of guitar.
Setup and soundcheck sounded fantastic. A lot of our listeners are familiar with your music, not only from the airplay that we've given, but from an appearance that you made both musically and physically on a rather interesting television show we'll talk about in just a minute. But in hearing your songs, a lot of folks might be interested to learn that you are not from the South. You're not from a rural area. You're from Minneapolis, right? Minnesota.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I'm really curious, though, how you came across and started diving into this kind of music.
Well, I don't know. We never really intended to make this kind of music specifically or anything. I don't know that, you know, it's going to stay the same as we keep moving on even. But I think it's because we just got into a lot of old songs and you know, lots of old folk and country music and lots of blues, actually. Country blues and Chicago blues and all that stuff. And, you know, we've always had a lot of musical taste, but when it comes to what we're making, it's just kind of been a journey of following our own songs and seeing where they take us and figuring out how to play instruments and, you know.
But it took a concerted effort, right? I mean, I read that you guys were basically raised like a lot of kids, listening to the radio, whatever pop music was on, and some Beatles. So you actually had to put some effort into discovering and digging a little deeper into the catalog of old country.
Yeah, I think it may be a better... I wouldn't think of it as effort, actually more like falling in a hole. You know, like where we just kind of... I think we got a real sucked into it, you know, by hearing... you know, there are a lot of people maybe have heard of the Carter family or Lead Belly or some of these old folk musicians, but we didn't really grow up listening to much of that. And so I think that when we heard some of that older, really old music, and also just, you know, folks like Bob Dylan and some of these, some of the old rock and rollers and blues musicians we'd never heard when we were young, we just fell for it hard. You know, we just fell in love with it and wanted to hear as much of it as we could.
What's the draw? Like, what is the thing about it that captivates both of you?
I don't know what makes little kids dance uncontrollably. Something, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah. You know, at the same time, it's like, we were talking about this in the van a few days ago, but we're talking about Bo Diddley, and the first time I really listened to him was because I found his record at the thrift store. His first Chess record I saw and I was like, that looks really cool. And it's only $2.80 and it's in great condition. And I was like, I remember Bob Dylan references Bo Diddley in one of his songs. I got to get it, even though I only have $5. And,
right.
And then I put it on, I was just blown away. And I love that stuff, but We love all sorts of music and we don't listen to music that sounds like us all the time.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Well, I don't want to keep the rest of the guys or our audience waiting any longer. The Cactus Blossoms are my guests live today here at JPR. The new record is called Easy Way, out on Walkie Talkie Records. TheCactusBlossoms.com, the place to go online to learn and hear and see more. What do you guys want to do first for us today?
We're going to start off with a tune called Desperado.
This one leads off the record. It's the Cactus Blossoms live at JPR.
Tell me, baby, what I gotta do. I've been waiting for a lifetime to find a girl like you. You're so cool, baby, I'm no fool. takes one to know one, and I found you. I'm Mr. Desperado, down by Mexico.
That one is called Desperado. The Cactus Blossoms are live in the studio today here on JPR Live Sessions. The new record is called Easy Way. You can find information online, thecactusblossoms.com. On mic with me today, Paige Burkham, Jack Torrey, but they've brought the full band, as you heard. You guys are, what, a handful of years apart? Just a few years apart?
Five years.
Have you basically always been playing music together, or did one of you get started and make music solo and then discovered how much it worked to be together?
Yeah, well, Jack was singing and writing songs when, you know, years ago.
Writing a song.
singing a lot of those folk songs we were talking about. I was busy playing drums in a few bands, and, you know, I'm not a serious drummer. That's why I'm not doing it now. But you know, we were getting involved with different things before we started playing together.
Yeah, the first time we ever played together, I don't know how old we were, 20 and 22 and 27 or something, but, you know, we just had two songs we knew together. We're like, sure, we'll do these two songs, and then it grew into 5 and 10 and 40. Hmm. And then we started writing more songs and doing our own thing.
Did it sync quickly? A lot has been made out of sibling harmonies, and that there's just something about the blending of voices from the same family that just connects and syncs. Was it that easy when you started playing together?
No.
Really?
No. It's been a fun learning process the whole time, you know. I used to have trouble holding a melody, so after doing it for so many years, you know, some things just get easier, and there have never been any big clicks of like, aha, this is, it's working. But
right away we matched up really well because we both sang out of tune, even more than now. So,
well, it sounds great here today. The Cactus Blossoms are my guests live on JPR Live Sessions. You guys have made a couple of really interesting connections over the years with this new record, Dan Auerbach, and the previous record, J.D. McPherson. You were, what, out on tour opening for him, or had opened at a show, and he reached out and said, I like it, I want to work with you?
With J.D.?
Yeah.
That's how that happened. We opened for him. I had just heard of him within that year, and it was pretty exciting. It was the first time we got to play the big club in Minneapolis, and we kept running into him over a summer because we were playing a few little festivals, and we'd be going in an elevator and they'd be coming out of one. And so we kind of connected, and then, yeah, he just reached out and said, I want to help you make a record, even though I'm insanely busy working on my own.
Yeah.
And so, we hooked up and made Your Dreaming.
One of the songs from that was used in the reboot of Twin Peaks.
That's right.
We were talking just before we went on the air, the weird connection. My high school was the home for the original Twin Peaks back when they were filming it, as I was a high schooler there. All filmed in my hometown.
So all the scenes in the high school?
Yeah.
Were all done there?
Yep.
And other scenes from the show?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically where they found the body and you know, and the pilot was at the bottom of Snoqualmie Falls, just a couple of miles from the house I grew up in.
Yeah, wow.
We wanted to stop by the falls to show some of the guys because it's just so beautiful, but we got stuck at the Brick in Roslyn. I'm sure you've been there.
I have, yeah.
We were having fun.
So how do you connect, or how does David Lynch reach out and connect with you? And were you guys aware of or fans of the original Twin Peaks?
We were fans of the show, pretty big fans. We didn't subscribe to any fanzines or, you know, I don't know. There are some pretty serious fans of that show, so I don't know if we were in the top bracket.
You weren't on the message board?
But we did love it.
And the log lady, Catherine Coulson, was an actress here at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
Oh, really? Cool.
Actually, wow. Here in Ashland, yeah, she's amazing, yeah. So we were big fans, and also just fans of David Lynch's movies and the way he's used music in them. So to get the to get a call asking if we were interested in doing it was a real easy decision for us.
Now, was the original call, we're interested in using your music, or was it literally flat out, we'd like you to be on the program in this scene we've got in mind for you?
Well, we had no idea what would be used or what it was for or how it would, you know, play into anything. So We knew that they wanted to do a live looking thing because they told us to show up at a location to do it. But you know, we didn't know until it came out that we actually were going to be on screen for more than 10 seconds.
That's so pretty cool.
It kind of blew our mind.
For all we knew, they'd have a conversation happening with us blurry in the background.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Like, we didn't have any expectations, so it was
it's pretty special.
Yeah,
you guys play that one for us?
Absolutely.
This is the Cactus Blossoms live here on JPR.
Like a circus mirror, I see flashes. you on the surface.
Super cool. You probably have made tons of folks very happy in playing that. Mississippi, it's the Cactus Blossoms live here at JPR in our studios. Their newest record is called Easy Way, out on Walkie Talkie Records. Paige Burkham, Jack Torrey, and the full band here in our studios today. Did you guys find yourself with a new audience as a result of being on the rebooted Twin Peaks? Twin Peaks version 2.0, I guess?
Yeah, it didn't hurt because no one knows who we are, so it was
well, hopefully they do now.
I never thought we'd have people showing up wearing Laura Palmer t-shirts and all that good stuff, but it's been really cool. It's even when they released the cast list ahead of any information about the show, and we were keeping our secret so close to us, and they released a cast list with our names on it. And even right after that came out, somebody came out to a show saying, like, I checked you out from the, you know, there's some That's hardcore cool. fans out there.
So maybe in the future, there's going to be a Twin Peaks convention and people are going to show up wearing Cactus Blossoms t-shirts.
I'm glad you, that's cool.
At least one or two,
right? I thought you were going to say something else.
This new record, you made a connection with Dan Auerbach. Who is he playing on the record? Did he do some co-writes?
Yeah, we just wrote a couple songs with him in Nashville. He invited us out to his studio there just to kind of hang out, and we had never worked together before. So he just invited us to write a little bit with him, and we'd been really busy touring before that, and It was just what we needed at the time, yeah. to hang out with him and just write songs. It was like a songwriting camp.
Yeah, with lots of coffee.
I mean, it's a little bit different sound on this record. It's a little less acoustic, but it's still instantly Cactus Blossoms. I mean, I don't think there's anything on it that doesn't sound like you guys.
Well, thanks. Yeah, well, I got this tiny, weird little electric guitar, I guess, partway through our first tours in 2016, and I've been playing that ever since, and you know, I'm playing more electric guitar. We're having more fun. We produced it ourselves too, so we didn't have anybody for better or worse
weighing in.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys the kind of guys that when you get a different instrument in your hands, a different sounding instrument in your hands, you're instantly off in a new direction because of what channels it opens up for you?
I never thought about it, but probably. I'm probably due for another new instrument here.
Like if I handed you a distortion pedal to put in the mix, would you go off in a new direction?
Probably not, but I might try it.
Maybe the next record, right? I'm thrilled that you guys are here. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in and hearing some of your songs live in our studio. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us into this beautiful state-of-the-art studio.
The Cactus Blossoms are my guests live here on JPR Live Sessions. Easy Way is the new record. It's out on Walkie Talkie Records. Thecactusblossoms.com, the place to go online. We wrap up with one more?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
This is a fitting one. We're on tour right now. What are we going to do, Jack?
This one's called I Am the Road.
From the new record, yeah?
That's right.
Anywhere you go, there's something you don't know. Maybe a new word for a thing you've seen before. You gotta talk to people. There's a lot of people to meet. Try and count to ten. It'll happen again. I am the road. I'll take you anywhere. I'll show you that I care. It's not a crime to have a laugh and a little wine. Too much sometimes. You gotta walk the line through a foot of snow and a midnight car tow. Take it in the freezing rain.
That is called I Am the Road. It's the Cactus Blossoms playing live today here on JPR Live Sessions. JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at SierraNevada.com. Paige Burkham, Jack Torrey, the rest of the Cactus Blossoms, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, thanks for having us.